Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. God's Word recorded in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. As I write this, I'm contemplating my lawn. Where I live, we've had a lot of rain, and combined with some warm summer weather, the grass is growing like crazy. Yes, the rain makes the earth bud and flourish. Well, the rain makes the earth bud and flourish if God sends it at the right time, in the right amount. Some of my relatives are farmers. They planted their crops, then got too much rain, and the seed washed out. They had to replant. Ultimately, the rain accomplished what God desired. No, we don't always understand why He does what He does, but we have His promise that He'll do what's best for His people in every situation. What we can say for sure is that the rain always accomplishes God's purpose. As the rain always accomplishes God's purpose, so does the Word of God. Oh, we may not always recognize all that it's accomplishing, nor may we always understand why it accomplishes what it does. That's okay. God makes His Word powerful. He causes it to do what He wants it to do. Thankfully, God, who causes His Word to achieve its purpose, is our God who describes Himself as love. He lived, died, and rose for us, winning forgiveness for us. In love, He will make sure that His Word accomplishes exactly what is best. Holy Spirit, use Your powerful Word to accomplish mighty things, both in me and in the world. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.